New York Times photographer Tyler Hicks has been in Najaf for the past 3 days. He's embedded with Marine and Army units there, and he says they're seeing some of their heaviest fighting ever in Iraq, in Najaf's sprawling cemetery next to a sacred shrine.
It's said to be the largest cemetery in the world, and the interesting thing about it is there are all kinds of tombs and mausoleums at the cemetery, anything from the size of about maybe 5 feet high to a small building. There's also underground tombs and underground passageways. And this gives a lot of hiding place to the enemy. So when the Americans go into these situations, they often don't see the enemy until they're very close to them. And this way, it makes it so dangerous for the Americans to be working in this situation, because even when they have cleared an area of the cemetery, it's impossible to make sure that everyone is out or that others don't sneak back in.
This cemetery would be sacred ground for Shiite Muslims. I understand that U.S. forces claim that Prime Minister Alawi has given them explicit authority to enter the cemetery and to carry on fighting there. Is that right?
Yes. To my knowledge, there are areas of the cemetery which are off limits, but for the most part, any part of the cemetery where the enemy engages the Americans, they have gone, at least when I have been with them. Today, for example, I was inside a Bradley vehicle, and as you're driving, you can actually see the militants at some time on the horizon, and once they are aware that you're there, they'll run into one of these tombs, at which time the Americans will take out that position. Several of the soldiers remarked to me that they felt bad about desecrating this holy place, but in reality, it's really the militants who have brought the fight to the cemetery, and there's simply no other way of doing it. Now, the shrine itself is, aside from Mecca, is the most holy place in the world for Shiite Muslims. That has not been targeted. The Iraqis claim that this has been damaged in the fighting, which is possible, but for the most part, that has been left alone.
If I understand you right, the U.S. forces are pushing the Mahdi army back toward that shrine, and I wonder if you've talked to military folks there who feel that it may be inevitable that ultimately this battle is fought at the shrine of Imam Ali.
Well, that's always possible that could be where this ends. It's no question that the militants are using this as a staging point to carry out attacks, and at some point it will have to be addressed.
When you talk with the U.S. forces that you're traveling with, is it your sense mm-hmm. that they see their mission as clearing out this cemetery of fighters, or is it ultimately clearing out the entire city of Najaf, wiping out the Mahdi army, capturing Muqtada al-Sadr? What's the mission?
Certainly the cemetery has become the hot spot here in Najaf, and once that is cleared of militants, if that's possible, they will go somewhere else. So really, I think that they will not feel that this mission is complete until either there's some kind of negotiation made or until they have defeated the Mahdi army completely. And I think that the general feeling is that that also will not be something that would be easy to accomplish without dealing with Muqtada al-Sadr himself, whether he's captured or killed or negotiates his way out of this, which is becoming less and less possible as time goes on.
Tyler Hicks, thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you very much.
Tyler Hicks is a photographer with the New York Times. He's embedded with the U.S. military in Najaf.